I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Ed Dodd was a cartoonist from Atlanta who had also been a Boy Scout leader and a National Parks guide. In 1946, he created the newspaper comic strip Mark Trail about a wildlife writer and photographer. It initially appeared in 45 different newspapers around the country, and at its peak, it was in 10 times that many. In January 1950, a radio version of Mark Trail hit the Mutual Network. It was on the air three times a week, like the Lone Ranger, and in 1952 it switched to a 15-minute format. In the half-hour version, Mark Trail was played by Matt Cowley first, later by John Larkin, and then by Stats Cotsworth. Its last show aired on June 27, 1952. And now from September 25, 1950, here's Mark Trail and Purse Strings of Danger.
For more punch, till lunch, it's Kellogg's Corn Flakes. The original, the flakes more people eat for more punch, till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventure in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Shores of the Pacific and the Great Northwest, where a mighty river greets the ocean, stand the docks and offices of the Gay Dog Salmon Company. Draped over the dock, forming silvery webs in the bright moonlight, are the huge purse seine nets used in catching salmon. In the shadow of the shack that serves as an office, a man, old and grizzled, sits propped against the wall, his head nodding, a gentle snore wheezing in his throat. Suddenly, a shadow falls on the planks of the dock beside him, and a hand grasps his shoulder.
Nick! Oh, come on, Nick, wake up.
Hello, Miss Susan.
Is this how you keep watch, Nick?
Why, no, of course not, Miss Susan. Just close my eyes for a minute. What are you doing up this time of night? Young lady like you should be in bed instead of traipsing around on the docks.
I can't help it, Nick. I couldn't sleep. I'm too worried.
Oh, go on now. There ain't nothing to worry about. I've been watching sharp all night. Ain't nary a soul come near in or anything gone wrong.
I hope so. We can't afford any accidents now. The trawler has to get out in the morning. We've got to fill our contract with the Columbia Canning Company.
Now, don't you fret about that, Miss Susan. We'll come through all right. Well, the Gay Dog never lost out on a contract when your uncle was alive and running us. And she ain't going to lose out with you at the helm either.
She will if Mr. Ramsey can help her.
That water weasel!
He owns the biggest salmon fishing outfit on this section of the coast. He has a lot of money and power on his side.
Yeah, well, you've got Mark Trail and that Johnny Malotte fella on your side. And I'll match them up against Ramsey's money anytime.
I know, Nick.
Now, look here, Miss Susan. You're just worrying lines into that pretty face of yours. You just go back to the house and get some sleep. We'll handle things okay for you. Ain't gonna be no accidents. Leastwise, no Ramsey accidents.
Well, all right, Nick, but please stay awake. Keep your eyes open.
Sure. I'll be a regular night owl, honest I will. Ain't nothing gonna slip past me. Nothing.
That old fool asleep yet?
Yeah. Sawing wood by the cord, Mr. Ramsey. Hear him?
All right, then. Let's get moving. That girl may come back any time.
Over this way. The purse seine nets are draped all over the dock rail.
Good.
Yeah, here we are.
Hand me that spray gun. I want to do this job myself.
Here. I bet we'd look pretty silly if anybody saw us. spraying fish nets in the middle of the night with a spray gun.
What's in this spray gun is going to kill something a lot bigger than flies. It's going to kill the Gay Dog Salmon Company.
I hope you are right, Mr. Ramsey.
I am. Stand back. Now, don't get any of this stuff on you.
Okay.
All over the net.
Hey, some got on me, my arm. I better wash it in the water, huh?
No, Turk. Mix this stuff with water and it becomes an acid. It'll eat your arm away.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Wait and we'll wash it off with alcohol.
Okay. You finish now?
Yeah, I guess. Those nets are locked so fast that nobody will catch salmon in them. Not even the great Mark Trail.
And so Mark Trail starts another exciting adventure. Ah, he sure can take it. Could you? For instance, how do you rate in your class at gym? Do you shinny up the ropes faster, climb the ladder higher, breeze through the workout, and then toss off a dozen push-ups when others are dead in their feet? Is that you?
If it's you, there's little doubt you put a good breakfast under your belt, like a breakfast built around a big bowl full of Kellogg's cornflakes, because that's a terrific way to help give yourself more punch till lunch. Yes, more punch till lunch.
And that's what a better breakfast built around Kellogg's cornflakes can give you. More energy, more drive for you to call on, more staying power. You see, Kellogg's cornflakes have the power of corn to help give you more punch, more drive, a faster start. And with Kellogg's cornflakes as the mainstay of your breakfast, you can keep going fast. And do Kellogg's cornflakes taste good? Why, they're the freshest, biggest, and best cornflakes you can buy. The original cornflakes. With a sweet, live flavor that only Kellogg's give you. That's the big difference in cornflakes. And that's what makes Kellogg's cornflakes the most popular ready-to-eat cereal in the world.
And remember, Kellogg's cornflakes help give you more punch till lunch. Yes, more punch till lunch. Be sure to build your breakfast around them every single morning. Kellogg's cornflakes.
As the night gives way to dawn, the first rays of the rising sun flood the docks of the Gay Dog Salmon Company in the Pacific Northwest. On the dock, Mark Trail and his friend, the brawny French-Canadian woodsman Johnny Malotte, load the giant purse seine nets onto the fishing trawler in preparation for a day's work out on the ocean.
Okay, Johnny. Untie the lashings.
You know, Mark, I wouldn't have a chance of that Columbia canning contract if it weren't for you.
Forget it, Susan. When he was alive, your uncle was a friend of mine and a friend of conservation. I couldn't stand by and see a greedy, wasteful man like Ramsey drive the Gay Dog out of business.
Well, he's certainly making a good try of it. I haven't been able to hire even one man to help us out.
Oh, that is no problem to worry. We'll do the work of two men, Miss Prentice. Is that not so, Mark?
Oh, we'll try, Johnny.
Try. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. By all the fish of the seven seas. What is that?
So what's what?
There. Here come walking down duck to us.
What? It's a man wearing an opera cape.
Why, yes. And spats in a cane.
Oh, is some new kind of fishy not bit, maybe?
I beg your pardon. But could you tell me where I could find the apprentice of this sign?
Sign?
Yes, this one I hold beneath my arm. Men wanted. Inquire on dark apprentice. There was a sleeping beauty at the gate, but I thought it best not to disturb him.
That Nick is always asleep.
I'm apprentice. The answer's for Susan.
Then, my dear Miss Prentice, your desire has been answered. You wanted men. I am one.
You!
Quiet, Johnny.
I'm afraid there's been some misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
Well, you see, Well, Mark, will you
say... What Miss Prentice means is that she needs fishermen and laborers, and from your address, that doesn't exactly seem to be your normal line of business.
Quite right, sir. Normally, I am a most talented practitioner of the art of histrionics.
Oh, so that is what...
What he said?
Johnny, he's an actor.
Well, why not say so then?
Unfortunately, due to a rather disastrous engagement in an extremely provincial town that was by no means prepared for such heights of culture, I am temporarily bereft of funds.
My God, whatever it is he says, you're pretty.
He's broke, Johnny.
Oh.
Yes, to put it crassly.
Where, Mr.?
Chadwick, madam. Alistair Chadwick, at your service.
Well, I don't know what to say. Mark, you're really doing the work. What do you think?
No reason why we can't put him to work at something.
Thank you, sir.
Mark Trail's the name.
Mr. Trail. Now, if I may inject a commercial note, the terms of remuneration...
$40 a week and keep while I see.
Ah, a veritable fortune.
And now that that's settled, let's get to work. I think you'd better change, Mr. Chadwick. Go back to the office and get some oilskins and some hip boots. You'll need them.
I shall, Mr. Trail, and my thanks.
And on your way back, wake up old Nick and bring him along. We want to cast off and head for the fishing banks right away. All right, Nick, cut it down a quarter speed.
Aye, sir, Mr. Trail.
Chadwick, you handle that side of the net, and I'll handle this. Johnny, you take care of the purse string.
I must say this sounds like a financial rather than a fishing arrangement.
In some ways, it is.
You bet you. She's bring up lot of pink gold. That's what Simon she sometimes calls.
Ah, most illuminating. But now, what do I do with this end of the net, Mr. Trail?
When I give the signal, cast it over the stern. We'll both cast together. Then we'll see how the salmon are running.
Look over there. Are those salmon?
Salmon? You'll not find salmon with fish like that, fella.
And those are sharks, Chadwick.
Oh, yeah.
Good indication. Must be salmon around. Got those purse strings firm, Johnny?
Mr. Trail, I don't want to seem ignorant, but exactly why do you call these ropes purse strings?
Well, you see the way the ones Johnny is holding are looped through the bottom of the net?
Yes.
Well, when we cast the net over, it forms a sort of underwater wall. The trawler drags it along, and the salmon are forced against it. Now, when we think there are enough in the net, we pull the strings or ropes, and the net closes around the fish just like a purse.
Mmm. So obvious when it's explained.
Now, let's cut the conversation to begin to work. Drag your end of the net over to the rail.
Right.
Take it easy. We don't want to get it tangled.
I understand.
All right, Chadwick. Up to the rail with it.
Waiting contraption, isn't it?
Slightly. Now, over the side. Hang on those purse strings, Johnny.
I have them.
Let it go, Chadwick.
There.
Ned.
Damn it, sir.
Step up a few knots to half speed. We'll troll for 15 minutes. Then pull up the nets and see how they're running.
Time is clear. Half speed, sir.
Okay, Johnny. Chadwick, the net's been down long enough. Grab the purse strings.
We have to pull them.
Don't worry. She's not too hard.
You take the anchor position, Johnny. Chadwick, you get in the ropes between me and Johnny.
Very well.
Now, when I give the signal, throw all your weight into pulling the lines. We want to net every fish we can. And there's plenty of drag on that net now. You ready?
Ready, Mark.
Ready.
All right.
Hey, boy, what the... Mr. Tail! Johnny's overboard!
Nick, stop! Reverse the engine!
Easy, Johnny! We'll pick you up!
It's all right, Mark. I'm okay.
Mr. Tail! Look at that net!
Half the net on deck. We pulled it apart.
It would seem we underestimated our own strength.
Hardly, Chadwick, hardly.
Hey, Mr. Trail, my lot's in trouble.
Those things, look! They're heading for Johnny!
The sharks!
Swim for it, Johnny! Swim!
You'll never make it.
Quick, those poles are baked. Throw them overboard.
Speed, but why?
Don't ask questions. Do it.
Hey, what are you doing, Mr. Trail? You ain't diving in, are you?
Yes. Here, Nick, take this knife. Slice the rest of the bait fish so there's plenty of blood and toss them in the sea.
Okay.
Splash around, Johnny. I'm coming.
No, Matt. No.
Nick, I'm tying this rope around my waist. I'll pull us in as soon as I reach Johnny.
No, but you will.
Here goes.
Oh, Matt. You're crazy. The sharks, they get us both.
You can save your breath, Johnny.
But you...
Get the sharks. Hang on to me.
Yes.
All right, Nick. Pull. Okay. Lend a hand, Chadwick.
Very well. Here, grab my hand, Mr. Trail.
Go on, Johnny. You first.
Stop. You stop.
Thanks, Nick.
Well, that was close.
Much too close for comfort.
I think for sure the shark, they got me.
No, Johnny. Their sense of smell, say that.
Smell, Mr. Trail?
Yes. Sharks hunt by sight and odor. But their sense of smell is the stronger. That's why I had you throw over that bait and cut up those fish. So the smell of blood would attract them.
A remarkably opportune piece of knowledge.
Oh, Mark, you know everything.
Well, one thing I know. There's no point in staying out here without a net. Nick?
Yeah?
Head back to the pier.
Okay.
Oh, we give up, Mark.
No, Johnny. At least not before I examine that net and see what made it part so suddenly. I've got a hunch it had a little man-made assistant.
You know, Mark, I think your hunch about this net is pretty good.
Certainly looks like it, Johnny. The ropes are all eaten through.
Well, it's not like this yesterday. I inspect net myself on the pier.
I know, Johnny. It's okay this morning when we stowed it away.
You know, he's awful funny thing.
What, Johnny?
This fella, what looks so pretty. He pop up from nowhere. We sign him on. He come on board and, poof, the net, she's rotten.
Don't go jumping to conclusions, Johnny.
I'd jump on his neck if what I think is true.
To think a thing isn't to prove it.
Well, by God, it's one sure thing. Someone here is work for that Mr. Ramsey and not the Get Dog Company.
I know, Johnny. And we're going to start finding out who the minute we tie up at the Gay Dog Pier.
Johnny and the men told me what happened, Mark. What are we going to do now? Those were the only purse seinets available. Ramsey bought up everything else around here.
Don't you worry, Susan. We can do the job with drift nets.
Drift nets?
Yeah, that's one good idea, Mark.
By golly, I knowed you was a fellow wouldn't let yourself be licked, Mr. Trail.
I apologize for my ignorance, but just exactly what are drift nets?
Another method of catching salmon, Chadwick. A little bit old-fashioned. They're nets with small openings. The idea being that the fish try to swim through them. They can't, and in backing out, their gills are caught in the net.
How ingenious. And does it work?
Oh, very well. Though a little slower than saying netting.
But where will you get drift nets, Mark? Who has them?
Robinson Company. The ship's chandler across the bay in Southport.
Then I presume we cast off for Southport right away.
Yes, but only Johnny and me. We'll take the small motorboat, Susan, and cut directly across the bay.
All right, Mark.
What about Nick and myself?
You stay here and clean up and refuel the trawler. And be ready to put out to sea again as soon as we get back.
Hello? Yes, Ramsey speaking. What? Oh, he is? Drift nets, eh? When? Okay, we'll take care of it. Goodbye. Well, sir, looks like our friend Mr. Trail doesn't discourage easy.
Uh-huh. What's he going to do?
Use drift nets in place of those seines we fixed.
Where's he going to get them? I thought you bought up all the equipment around here.
Robbins, the ship's chandler in Southport, has some. Trail and that mulatto guy have already left for there by motorboat.
They're going across the bay?
Yes, but by the time they arrive, Robbins won't be selling. I'm going to call him right now.
Wait a minute, Mr. Ramsey.
Why?
I've got an idea.
You?
Yeah, it happens sometime.
Okay, let's hear it.
He's going to cross a lot of open water coming by.
So?
Well, we could get rid of all our troubles for good.
Go on.
Without Trail, Miss Prentice certainly couldn't carry on the ghetto.
No doubt about that.
Suppose there were an accident in the bay.
An accident?
Yeah. A fatal accident.
My apologies, Turk. When you get an idea, it's really a good one. Any sign of Trail and Mulatt yet, Turk?
No. They must be using an old scow to make the crossing.
They'll show.
You sure? Maybe that phone call was a phone.
No, that phone call was straight. Just a patient. Those open motorboats the Gay Dog has aren't the fastest things in the world.
You can say that again.
Wait, Turk, wait. Look over there.
An open boat. It belongs to the Gay Dog.
And there's Trail and Mulatt perched in the stern like sitting ducks. Okay, got her up. Let's go.
Yeah. They're holding a straight course.
Don't see us yet. Pour it on, Turk. Give her everything she's got.
What's the matter with those guys, they deaf? They pay no attention to us.
2, 3, 5. Brace yourself now.
All set. Hit them hard.
Here we go.
Perfect. You cut her right in half.
You see Trail and Mulatt?
Yeah, I think so. They're hanging on to what's left of this turn.
Okay, we'll swing around for another shot at them.
Right. Oh, there she goes. That ought to do it.
Still see them?
Nope, not a sign of them. And there is nothing left of the boat either. Not even
Splinter.
Fine, fine. That takes care of Trail and Marant and the Gay Dog Fishing Company.
Self-satisfied smiles on their faces. Ramsey and Turk watch the surface of the water for a few seconds. And when they are certain Mark and Johnny will never return to the surface again, head back across the bay. What has happened to Mark and Johnny? Are they really dead? We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening.
How will Mark Trail cope with the situation? Man, if you like a story with plenty of punch, this is it.
And say, if you want more punch till lunch, you want a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. That's a breakfast that gives you more drive, more energy, more staying power to keep you in there pitching.
Now, that's a fact. Kellogg's Corn Flakes give you the power of corn. When you build your good breakfast around them, you've got energy to call on, whether you need it to win a race, a wrestling match, or to score that final touchdown.
So why don't you get one up on the rest of the crowd? Wrap yourself around a better breakfast every day. A breakfast with Kellogg's Corn Flakes. That'll put you way out ahead. And you won't fade come mid-morning. No, sir, not you. You'll be the one with more punch till lunch.
Oh, and wait till you start spooning them up. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Man, delicious is the word for them. Only Kellogg's have that sweet, live flavor. And that's a big difference. They're fresher, crisper, bigger, better tasting. With milk, a bit of sugar, and some fruit. Nobody has to tell you why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the world's most popular ready-to-eat cereal. Make sure your mother gets some for breakfast tomorrow morning. Then have yourself a good breakfast with Kellogg's Corn Flakes as the main dish, and you'll start out strong and keep going strong.
Sure, you'll be the one with more punch. Till lunch, Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Apparently successful in their deadly attempt to get rid of Mark Trail and Johnny Malott and drive the Gay Dog Salmon Company out of business, Ramsey and Turk, his accomplice, celebrate their victory.
Pour yourself another one, Turk, and we'll have a toast. May Trail and Malott rest in peace. 20 fathoms down.
30, Mr. Ramsey. The water was deep where we hit it.
Good, good. The deeper the better. And another toast to the fact that I am now in complete control of the salmon industry on this section of the coast.
Don't forget I helped you.
I won't forget, sir.
Hey, who do you suppose that is?
Oh, probably Miss Susan Prentice, ready to sell the Gay Dog. Come in!
Good evening, Mr. Ramsey.
Huh? Who are you? What do you want?
Mind if I close the door? Now, to answer your last question first, what I want, Mr. Ramsey, is money. Lucre. A considerable amount, too.
What for?
I was employed by the recently deceased Mark Trail.
So?
I saw the manner in which he died. Most unpleasant and most unnatural. Most unnatural indeed.
Now, wait a minute.
Don't move. I anticipated a little trouble. Therefore, I brought this weapon with me. A lovely pistol, in the use of which I'm quite adept.
I get it. Some polite blackmail?
An unpleasant word, but at times a most profitable one.
Not for you, Tenderfoot.
What, Nick?
That's right, drop that gun.
Nice work, Nick.
Yeah. I figured he was up to something when I saw him heading here, Mr. Ramsey, so I followed him.
Good you did.
So, Nick, you were the Judas of the Gay Dog Salmon Company.
Fellow that tries blackmail shouldn't be too easy about calling names. What do you want to do with him, Mr. Ramsey?
A question that needs no answer. I imagine I'm due for the same treatment that was administered to Trail and Malott.
You bet you are.
We can take him out the way I come in, the back way. No one would see us.
Sure. We can't be hung more than once.
So you admit you killed Trail and Malott?
Why not? You seemed to know it when you came in here.
Yes. But now I'm positive.
A fact that won't do you much good. Hey, what the...
Johnny! Take care of Kirk. I'll handle Ramsey.
You bet you, man.
Wait! Plug him! Wait!
No, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no! You're my son!
Now, Mr. Kirk, with me, you look with no teeth.
Now, let go, Trail. Let go!
Not this time, Ramsey.
In my arm, you're breaking it!
Then stop resisting. Yeah, that's better.
But you... Trail, I saw you come under. I don't understand.
You don't have to understand, Ramsey. All you have to do is come down to jail and face arrest for attempted murder. A charge that will keep you out of circulation for quite some time.
Susan. I knew it couldn't be Chadwick, because he didn't have time to tamper with those nets. That made me pretty sure it was Nick. He was the only one left. But I wanted definite proof.
Oh, that's why that business about the drift net.
Yes. So when Johnny and I got to Southport, instead of buying drift nets, we got two clothing dummies from Robin, placed them in the boat, lashed the rudder in position, and started the boat across the bay.
Then that fella Ramsey ran the boat and he killed us.
And that, Miss Prentice, is when my performance came into the picture.
Yes, I figured why not eliminate Ramsey, since he was trying to do the same for you. An admission that he had tried to kill me was good for an attempted murder charge. And so, to get that admission, Chadwick here played the blackmailer, while Johnny and I eavesdropped.
And if I must say so, I played it rather well, don't you think?
Oh, by God, you sure do.
I don't know how I can thank you. All of you.
Now, don't try, Susan.
Oh, we're plenty happy with that polecat in jail.
I'm afraid I must inject a discordant note. Being an actor and out of funds, I confess that a 2-week advance in salary would be an extremely welcome form of thanks to me. Particularly if you would allow me to resign after receiving said advance.
Oh, of course, Mr. Chadwick. I'll hardly need you as a fisherman anymore.
Ah, thank you, thank you. In that case, I shall shortly be on my way. I trust, Mr. Trail, that we will meet again someday.
Who knows? Maybe we can see you in a show sometime.
Oh, by God, if we do, we'll clap for you loudest of everybody. You best fish actor on all Pacific Coast.
That, Johnny, is the best notice I've ever received in my life.
So, Mark, we go up to North Woods now, eh? He's good hunting this time of year.
I'm afraid I can't make it this trip, Johnny. I've got to head south.
South? What do you do there?
I just got a wire from Pete Leggett, an old friend of mine. He and his neighbors are in trouble. There hasn't been any rain in weeks, and their farmlands are drying up. I've got to help them.
What can you do? No man can make it rain, by God.
Maybe not, but I've got to do something to help them, or those people will be ruined, and valuable land, Johnny, destroyed.
On Wednesday, Mark arrives in Nevins County in the Great Southwest to find the specter of drought hanging heavily over the land, and the inhabitants threatened by the sudden strange appearance of the Rainmaker. Tune in, same time, same station on Wednesday, and find out what happens to Mark Trail! Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
Andy's a real dog, isn't he? Yes, Mark Trail St. Bernard's is healthy, happy, and husky as only good food can make him. Well, if you want to keep your dog in tip-top shape, the first step is to give him good, solid, nourishing food like Kellogg's Grow Pup. When you compare Grow Pup to leading canned dog foods, pound for pound, Grow Pup provides 3 times as much nourishment and is more economical to feed. It's a complete dinner with every food element a dog is known to need. So feed your dog Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal every single day.
Remember to tune in then on Wednesday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch. This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is purely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail. Today's story was written by Palmer Thompson, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
From September 25, 1950, Mark Trail and Purse Strings of Danger. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a line at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening, In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.